talk about it. Okay, we're up to Daf in Daf Yomi. So, someone else wants to come in?
I don't know.
Okay. We're up to Daf Lamed Hey, and we're working off with the mission of Nisana B'Migdal, namely that one of the principles of Eruv is that it has to be in a Makom Shiroi Litlo, and that's what the Gemara has been talking about, all sorts of Ukimtos, and so one of these Ukimtos, what if it's locked in a tower, and one has to do some sort of an action in order to get to it, because the key is lost as well. And so it depends what kind of tower, if we're talking about the Levenim, are we talking about bricks that can be moved, are we talking about something which is tied up and the ropes have to be torn. And the Gemara gives all sorts of ukimtos. The problem is that we have a principle of that if you have to do a malacha d'oraisa in order to be able to get to the Eruv, that's not called an Eruv. That's not makom shiroi litlo. On the other hand, what if you only have to do a malacha d'rabanan? Not that you're going to do the malacha, but you can get to the Eruv by doing the malacha d'rabanan. That's a machlokes tanoim. And the shita of Rebbe is that kol davar shemishum shvus lo gazru ben hashmashas. This is a general principle. But since the whole time of that Eruv is the most relevant, is ben hashmashas, and we're dealing with the Yisurim d'rabanan, so that would allow the Eruv to be viewed as accessible during Bein Hashmashas. That makes it Roi Lito Bein Hashmashas. And that's l'chora the way the Machaber paskins, both by Eruv Tchumen in Siman Shin Sari Dalad, and both Eruv Chatzeros in Siman Shin Sari Dalad, and by Eruv Tchumen in Siman Taftes. Where he points out, Nostam b'mignav v'nol b'fanav v'avad ha-mafteach, kodem chashecha, imi efshar lahotzi eruv elim ken osa malacha gemura ben hashmashas, then it's not an eruv. But if we did with the drabanan, then it would be an eruv. The problem is that this whole gemara on the aflamed hey amir aleph appears to totally ignore Rebbe. That the gemara sets it up as an ukimta. We're dealing with a migdal of levanim, and these levanim are not held together by tit, and so to take them apart is an isur drabanan. Where it says on Shabbos you can't do it, but why? You know, according to Rebbe, you should be able to do it. Or it speaks about the fact that in terms of cutting the that's not so bad. Anyway, so this is a question that was raised by the Rishonim. And so there are basically two approaches to understand our Gemara. One approach, and that's the approach of the Rambam and the approach of the Rashba, is simply to ignore our Gemara. That our Gemara is Shalali B'lid the Rebbe, and it has all sorts of chumras that are not at all a halach lemaisa relevant. The second approach is that of the Ritva, and this is the Bir Halacha, in Siman Shin Sadi Dalet, Yiram Aslod Malach Gemura, brings his Malkas Roshonim, that we have a category of Rabbanon called Shvus HaKarov L'Malacha. And Shvus HaKarov L'Malacha, that which is Domet Estira, would be Osir during Ben Hashmashos, even according to Rebbe. Namely, that Rebbe is not a blanket heter of all Dinim Drabanan. We have to take every Drabanan and work on it. It's like Rashi has an article, is this Drabanan a Shvus or is a Malacha Drabanan, with all sorts of nafkaminas in terms of a Goy, in terms of a Chola, b'chule. So that's what you'd have to do over here. Go through every Drabanan. Would this be a Shvus HaKarov for the Malacha or a Shvus which is Enokar Malacha? And only the latter category, Rebbe is Matir. That's how the Bir Halacha begins. But then the Bir Halacha points out that L'chora, my nafkamina, whether we learn like the Rambam or we learn like the Ritva. So, we're dealing over here with the world of Stira, with the world of Hatara. In the world of Stira, we have a principle. You're only going to be Chayev Bida Oraisa if you're Soser Amanas Livnos. If you're Matir Amanas Likshor. Here, that's not your purpose in Stira. You're being Soser to get to the Eruv. So, B'chlau, we're dealing on a level Drabanan. Forget about Rebbe. namely, even if we don't hold like Rebbe, there are no malachos d'oraisa that are bichlal over here on the horizon. In other words, leaving aside whether we have, even let's say we would have had a full blown building that you would have to blow up with dynamite. That still wouldn't be so ohel midoraisa, because you're not doing it amenas livnos. So why does the Gemara again give all of these ukimtot if they're all irrelevant? So here we move to just mention that in Siman Shin Mem, this is a tremendous machlokas rishon. And what does it mean to speak about soser amenas livnos, to speak about korea amenas litvor? Does it mean specifically amenas livnos, or does it mean that you need something which is amenat letaken? Let's say, for example, the classic example is to tear open an envelope because there's a letter inside. That's not korea amenas litvor. But clearly, you know, that's a korea that has a tikkun as its source rather than a kilkul. So this is a machlokas rishonim, and so our sugya would certainly imply that the moment that you're soser for a reason to get to the eruv, that would be a malacha d'oraisa, were it to have a real ohel. Therefore, the Gemara has to go down that we don't really have over here a real ohel. Okay, so that's you should just be aware that this is a big machlokas rishonim. And Dafai and Gimel, if you want to the Malachos. So this sugi is never brought as a raya, but it should be brought as a raya. Okay. I don't recall that in the Bir Halacha and Siman Shin Mem he quotes this, but here in Siman Shin Sadi Dalet, he refers to the Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Mem. Ayim Yish Debura Siman Shin Mem B'Yom Kriyas Michtav B'Bir Halacha Shem. Okay. So different Torah. Ani Makamecha Nashim Makamachim. Okay, that's the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah moves over to other ukimtos where the Eruv is not ro'oi lito during Ben HaShemashos. This galgel chutz v'tchum, if we're talking about Eruve tchumen, and you saw already the Gemara, that means more than Arba Amos, because you have that leeway. And then we have also Nofa Olav Hagal. And again, it's only a problem if you need a mara v'chatzina, if we're going to be dealing with a malacha d'oraisa, simply moving mukta, moving stones. So that's mutter according to Rebbe. But if we're dealing with a malacha d'oraisa, then we have over here that which is eino ro'i litol, and then we have truma tmeya, which is simply not ro'i le'echol for anyone except for the animal of a kohen. And that's not going to help us, or the kohen, we can use it for fuel. That's also not going to help us. We need food. Okay, what if we have a suffix when all of this occurred? Did the gal fall before Ben HaShemashos, or did it fall during Ben HaShemashos? Wasn't this gal go before, after? So you saw in the Mishnah, that's Machokis Tanoim. Rav Meir says we have over here Chamar Gamal, that in other words, where we have to go L'chumra, that we don't view this as a meaningful Eruv. And Rav Yossi says we can go L'kula. In terms of halacha. So the Machabir in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Sad Dalet Paskins like Rav Yosef that we go lekulas. The principle of Suffolk Eruv Kosher. Eruv is we paskin dine Eruvim are drabanan. Suffolk drabanan lekula. Suffolk Eruv Kosher. However, and over here I'm going to do something that it's not that nice, but I don't really have that much of an alternative. I'm going to deal a little bit with the sugya on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. I don't know that if you reach it yet, but we did learn it in Shabbos, okay? On Daf Lamed, also it's very interesting, Daf Lamed Dalet. And that is that when Rav Yossi says that Safek Eruv Kosher, it's on condition. In other words, you already saw in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, we begin to talk about all sorts of conditions. You need a cheskas kashrus. You have to be dealing with something that started off that you were meniach properly on before Ben HaShemashos. Then the question is, when did the reyusa come? Did the reyusa come before Ben HaShemashos, or did it come on Ben HaShemashos? Then we can go l'kula. But if we have a suffik as to whether b'chal there was a hanacha before Ben HaShemashos, there, Rav Yossi would not say Suffolk Eruv Kosher. That's the way the Mechaber passes. Again, Siman Shin Tzadik Gimel. And also, Iran, Paskins, Shin Tzadik Dalet. Safik Eruv, Kagon Safik Imhaya Kayam Ben Ashmash Simlav Mutar. Vahu Shahaya Loches Kaskashus, Kagon Hinichosham. And then Iruba Safik, Avalim Lohaya Ches Kaskashus, Safik Im Hiniach, in other words, or not, then all bets are off. Then there's no heter of Rav Yossi. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this is being brought over here in Hilchos Eruv Chatzeros. So he says that, let's say you have a suffix as to whether this food is kosher. And so you don't say, we didn't say suffix Eruv kosher. We would say this is no cheskas kashrus. And therefore this would not be an Eruv. Namely, the moment we introduce cheskas kashrus, not every suffix is going to be mutter. It's only when we know that the Eruv at one time was proper, and then we have a suffix when it lost its cheskas kashrus. Over here, with the Bir Halacha raises the issue that the Machaber paskins this way in terms of Eruve Chatzeros. But the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph is talking about Eruve Tchumen. Now, it's true that Eruve Tchumen, according to Rav Yossi, are also Drabana. That's why Rav Yossi says that Safek Eruv Kashir, because it's Safek Drabana Lakula. But not every drabanan can be compared to every drabanan. If you learn the kuntras sveik sveika of the shach in Simon Kuf Yud, so you're going to see that the shach says there are all sorts of dinim drabanan. We can't necessarily compare one to the other. And it's not only what Tosus quotes in terms of a drabanan sheish bo ikar mida araisa. The Rashi uses the language in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Daled that eruv tchumen yesh smach la eruv tchumen mikra. We have an asmachta. In other words, even if you hold that it's drabanan, but at least it's an asmachta. Mashenken eruv echatzeros. That's out of Shlomo HaMelech's head. There's not even an asmachta. And so it could be that you would require a cheskas kashrus in eruv tchumen, which is the sugya, and not apply it to eruv echatzeros. Not only it could be that way, but that's what all the Rishonim learn, except for the Mechaber. And all Rishonim say, and that's what we had in the Gemara and Shabbos, that the Gemara and Shabbos points out that an Eruv Chatzeros, L'chatchila, you could put down during Ben Hashmashos. Why? Because it's Safek Yom. But then there's no Cheskas Kashrus. L'chatchila, you're creating an Eruv in a situation where you have a Safek. So the Rishonim point out, Rav Yossi said you need Cheskas Kashrus. This is Eruv Etchumen, and that's Eruv Chatzeros. That's a Feresh Tosfos in Shabbos. And Daf Lamed Daled. That's why I don't feel bad about doing it, because we learned it in Shabbos. And Feresh Tosfos in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Daled Amid Aleph. Just as a curioso, in our Mishnah Berurahs, it's written Lamed Daled, and someone corrected it to Lamed Hey. Okay. You say, Daf Lamed Daled Amid Aleph, you have to be careful with corrections as well. Where Tosfos raises the issue that over here we see that L'chatchila you can make an Eruv Chatzeros during Ben Hashmashos, I Rav Yossi requires a cheskas kashrus. So he says, "Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, dehochi Iri ba Iruv echatzeros, v'chein pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, v'chein muchach b'sof ador and dafayin vavim et aleph." There's Tosfos over there and dafayin vavim et aleph in Eruvin to distinguishes that the whole sugya in Lamed Vav is only talking about Iruv etchumen, not Iruv echatzeros. So therefore, according to the Rishonim, and this is also a Mordechai in Eruvin and Aran in Shabbos, there's no Rishon like the Machaber. The Machaber is the only one who says that whatever we have by Eruv Etchumen, we're going to apply to Eruv Echatzeros. But the Sugya seems to distinguish, and the Rishonim will distinguish. So if you have something which is Safek Kosher, you can't use that for Eruv Tchumen, because you need a Cheskas Kashrus. But you could use it for Eruv Echatzeros. The Machaber is backed up by the Gra. It's the Mechaber and the Gra. The Gra says that the Mokar of the Mechaber is a Sugya Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, and we apply the Sugya both to Eruv Etchumen and to Eruv Echatzeros, because they're both Drabanan. And then according to the Gra, you have to distinguish that even though you can make an Eruv Chatzeros, Bein Hashmashos, but that's worse, I mean, that's better than a Safek Hinuach. Safek Hinuach would not work by Eruv Chatzeros, because it doesn't work by Eruv Etchumen, it doesn't work by Eruv Chatzeros. You need a Cheskas Kashrus. But to make it L'chatchila, during Ben Hashmashas? Then yes. And then you have to come on to Lord Rav's Torah. What's the nature of Ben Hashmashas? Is Ben Hashmashas a Safek Yom Safek Laila? So why is it different than Safek Truma Tahara, Safek Truma Tmeya? If that's no good, so why should this be good? If we say that Ben Hashmashas is because of Din Safek, Androgynous, it has both, then you could say Safek of Mitzius, there, that would not be good enough to say Safek Eruv Kosher, even by Eruve Chatzeros, because Rav Yossi is across the board. However, Safek Ben Hashmashas, it's a different nature of Safek, there we could be Mekel. So again, the Mishnah Berurah wasn't into Brisker Chakiros. He simply says that according to the Gra, after Pasuk La'el B'Siman Shin Tzadi Gimel, the Ma'arvin Eruv Chetzeros Ben Hashmashas, even though Ein Lo Cheskas Kashrus, Hakoch Tzarich Lomar Safek Imi Niach Kval Garatfei. But why Garatfei? So before Reb Chaim or before the Rav, so no one knew why Garatfei. Just Garatfei. Okay, Garatfei. It's a different kind of. It's a different. You can't just the same way we can't compare Eruve Chatzeros according to other Rishonim to Eruve Tchum, even though both the Rabbanans. You can't compare a Safek Ben Hashmashas to a Safek Hinuach, even though Lechora, neither of them have a Cheskas Kashrus. Okay, so that's what we have over here. So we have then these two sugyos, and this moves us into the middle of Daf Lamed Vav. So what I'd like to do, with your permission, is to learn tomorrow's Daf tomorrow, but to give shiur on tomorrow's Daf along with Daf Lamed Zayin on Sunday. It's not to have a shiur tomorrow night, because the sugya that, this is the sugya that takes us through all Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, and then we move over into Brera. And Brera goes until the bottom of Lamed Zayin on Medvei, so we might as well deal with Brera in one fell swoop. So, Blina there, on Sunday night, we'll do the sugya of Brera and what's the difference between Brera Daraisa, Brera Drabanan, which of course is relevant to the world of Eruv, and in terms of Brera for one person, a Brera for a Rabbim, in terms of setting an Eruv, where different people are going to use the Eruv for different purposes, even though it's one Eruv. But everyone is going to have his Kavan as to whether he's going to use it to go this way, go that way, etc., etc. Okay? This Seder should have a beautiful Shabbat.